Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Elf Option Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, and good morning to all of our audience. Welcome back from the holiday. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because it's about family, and I love it. Thank everyone for taking the time to be with us here on Sound Elf Options, where we're going to talk to a guest today that will take the guesswork out of the nutrients you need. And there is a questionnaire that he has made available. We'll give you that address. Maybe he'll give you that address. So we're looking forward to talking with Dr. Greg Teft. I think that's how you pronounce his name, T-E-F-F-T. He has a book, and we'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. We are not simultaneously broadcasting. We have decided to do our Sunday show only on Blog Talk. You can get the number from our website, soundhealthoptions.com, under the radio and a bit about Dr. Teft. And I know you've been reading that because you've been sending in some questions. Our sponsor is the Sound Health Research Institute and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, where we stick a microphone in front of your face, look at the frequencies of your voice, and from that we can tell what's going on in your body, including genetics and nutrition and muscles. It's an instant kind of look at what is going on. The Sound Health Research Institute is a 501c3 nonprofit, the largest research center in Ohio that deals with this kind of evaluation of you from the frequencies of your voice. Richard, do you have any other announcements?
I will add, even though today we're doing the Sunday shows now only on Blog Talk Radio, that people can find this show probably about 15 to 20 minutes after we end at Sound Health Options, and then click on the Blog Talk Radio or the Radio tab, then the Blog Talk Radio tab. And down there on the right-hand side will be a player, usually on the right-hand side or somewhere there, is this player with the last five shows we've done. And you can listen to it there, or you can click on that, and it'll take you to the Blog Talk page. We'll have all the show notes and the links that we mentioned in the show. And you can also go out and into the world of iTunes or, you know, whatever kind of podcast aggregator player you like and search for Sherry Edwards. And at iTunes, I know you'll find the almost 500 shows there, as well as you can use Stitcher, which is a great app. I like Stitcher a lot, and it's cross-platform, meaning Android or, you know, whatever the platform, Android or iOS, iPhones. And with that app, you can easily share it so that when you hear something that you think, oh, so-and-so should hear this, you can easily just send it to them. And it works really well. And it's going to be in many new cars coming out in 2017. They're going to start using Stitcher in the dash as a player so that we can always find the show.
That is a great idea. I didn't know about that share button. We want to tell you that we bring you this show in the hopes of providing ideas and information for a more informed life. So on the Sunday shows, we try to bring you a guest that has a book or information that we think that you would like or that you need. And on our Tuesday show, and it's going to be happy hour this upcoming Tuesday, we do live demonstrations. And we're going to do a demonstration this Tuesday on our Sound Health Portal. We're going to look at maybe muscles, or I think PTSD is up. That is open to the public, the portal, by going to soundhealthportal.com. www.thebeautyhour.com, and you can jump on there. Sign up is free. There's a lot of videos, but you can test your own voice in terms of some of the software that we have up for you. We also have some free software for radiation exposure on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Under download, there's a lot of videos there. There is also a nano voice that's free to the public that reveals the secrets of your voice based on personality and perceptions. I have, I think, two other announcements. Richard, and I know you have at least one. The portal is open. That was my first announcement. And I received word today that Andrew Wakefield, one of our favorite doctors that deals with trying to put authentication and I can't even think of another word to say that. He deals with vaccines and he's trying to get the world to look at or pre-test kids to see who's going to have problems, especially with the vaso-intestinal peptides that he says are very intimately involved with creating nutritional imbalances for these autistic spectrum kids. And by the way, the vaso-intestinal peptide is a frequency that is in stress this week. So if you have a bit more gastrointestinal upset, you could look to the frequencies coming to the Earth from outer space, and NASA has been monitoring that, and so have we. And we put up a little paragraph or two about it on our site under soundhealthoptions.com. It's under, I think, new article under keynote. Do you remember where that is on the site? I just posted it today, but I don't remember where it was posted.
I don't. Let me see if I go ahead and keep talking. I'll see if I can find it.
Well, the other piece of it that I think is very, very important is one of the things that we found in the research center, that people who have cancer or even pre-cancer have a relationship with calcitonin that is unbalanced. And calcitonin shows or controls the serum calcium in the body. And calcitonin is also a frequency that's associated with cancer food. So James Jimduski from UCLA says that cells send out a signal and say, I need something, I need calcium or calcitonin or whatever, but they do it by frequency. And when calcitonin is unbalanced and doesn't allow calcium to be available, then another biochemical called 5-HETE, which is known as a cancer food, since it's the same frequency as calcium, begins to bind with the cell, and then you're in trouble. So calcitonin is one of the very most important things that you want to keep optimal in the body, and it is in stress this week. So I don't know what people should do about that. Maybe take some more Bragg's vinegar, and that helps stimulate what is going on. Did you find it, Richard?
I didn't. I'm having a little link issue, so it's more of a technical issue for me. Maybe somebody in chat at Blog Talk Radio finds it. If they'll post that link, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's under in the news, and it's called Keynote. So that's three announcements. Andrew Wakefield, which I think is incredible. He wrote a book about autism. He was kicked out of England for writing this book about how gastrointestinal issues are related to autism. He was later vindicated. We vindicated him through vocal analysis 2 years before it actually happened in the press. And the fact that Donald Trump is meeting with him, I think, is just absolutely incredible. There is several articles out about it where Wakefield is saying that he feels very positive about meeting with Donald Trump because Trump is not beholden to the pharmaceutical industry. He didn't rely upon drug makers to get him elected. And he's a man who seems to speak his mind and act accordingly. So we shall see. We have hope. at least somebody is listening. Before, nobody was just listening, and as we said on the show, they were lining their pockets rather than supporting healthcare for the people. And they were taking some very good people out of the loop that helps us keep ourselves healthy. We just finished our two-day course on metabolism and our BioDiet software. If anybody would like to look at that, go to the site and go to classes. We do that two-day class every month, and it's free, and we provide you the software to use, and that's free too, because we just want a bioacoustic center in every community. Okay, I feel like I've hogged the show, and I'll shut up now, Richard.
No, that's all good. That is exciting that somebody's actually speaking to Wakefield and bringing him out of the shadows. So that part is really exciting. If something can come of that is a whole other question. I unintentionally found this article having to do with healthcare. And since I know that Dr. Teft is a healthcare-focused person in the opposite direction of traditional practice, well, not opposite, pretty much opposite. We'll get to that. Anyway, this is a great article out of the Maine newspaper, meaning Maine is in the state. And it's the title of the article is Maine Voices. The problem isn't Obamacare, it's the insurance companies. And it's a really great article by a physician who I won't go into all the detail, but what he's really talking about is how he's being, screwed by the insurance companies. He goes through, walks you through the process of having a patient come in. He treats the patient. He then files with the insurance company, and the insurance company says, no, we won't pay you for that. We'll only pay you for this. So he loses money in the ensuing battle that he has to go through. And this is a consistent thing that he has as being a physician of many years. And so really he closes the article by saying that something has to change if we were to attract up-and-coming medical students to primary care and retain practicing physicians. When both patients and physicians are frustrated, we know that only greed is winning, and the blame for that lies with the corporations. So he's really making the story from the side of being a physician, talking about doing what he's supposed to be doing, meaning caring for patients and how he's treating patients, and then having the insurance company saying, oh, no, we don't want to pay for that. So there we are with corporations once again doing whatever they choose to do. I will post that link in the show notes in just a couple minutes. And I just think it's a really interesting perspective, and it's pointing out one of my favorite banners of follow the money, because he's really saying it isn't the ACA Act, it's really the corporations running the scenes behind. And are we ready for me to introduce?
Yes, that's a great note to introduce our guest on.
I thought so. Like I said, I didn't go out of my way to find it. It just appeared, and I thought, oh, that's so perfect. Dr. Gregory Teft, author of the internationally best-selling book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better, is a renowned board-certified naturopathic and chiropractic physician, three-time Natural Mr. America, former Olympic and U.S. swim team sports med staff doctor, and well-known drugless clinician to the stars at the Malibu Health and Rehabilitation Center. He says that every illness can be traced to what we put in our mouths. And the opposite holds true. Every illness can be eliminated by putting the right foods in our mouths. In his book, Dr. Teft lays out why the health system is failing people today with standardized nutrition advice, and just how our genes and metabolic state predetermine what works for us and what doesn't. According to Dr. Teft, experiencing the fastest healing process and the healthiest, fittest, longest life possible is totally based on a tug of war between what's inside of you and what nutrition choices you make, as well as what you're exposed to from the outside environment. Food is always the dominant variable. Bruce Lipton says of In Your Personal Life, Greg Teft's research on creating optimum ecological environments in the body through personalized nutrition therapy will help define how dysfunction and dis-ease will be assessed and treated in the future. Good morning, Dr. Teft.
Good morning. How are you two today?
Very good. Thank you.
And Richard and Shari have already enjoyed the first part of your show. That's intriguing vocal analysis, just so you know. I work with Don Estes from the AHA Spa, which was on Hollywood Extra some years back. That was, believe it or not, in the 90s. So wonderful stuff. Great research. I'm so glad that you are talking about it because people don't know just how far we've taken technology in so many ways to help them, really. And it's just like we were saying with the insurance companies and everything else going out, we still only have a very, very limited exposure to things that really get to the root cause of our problems because we're so enamored with quick cover-ups, pushing the drugs. People would rather take a pill than change what they put in their mouth. I mean, the list of problems we have goes on and on and on. And overall, and this is reinforcing you, the economy is based on sickness, not wellness. I believe there's actually a Senate document, 264, there's two, 264 and 268. Dr. Edith Wire, after concluding the largest study ever done on nutrition in the United States, we might come back to that, she said, look, using this nutritional approach that I endorse and I espouse and I've committed myself to, and I'll explain that in a second, with that, we could eliminate 81% of all diseases in the U.S. within 30 years. That's actually a Senate document. Now, I ask you two, why is that not the lay of the land in front page news to boot, right?
Exactly. Why isn't that? Well, please, I'm sorry, you've got me on my soapbox so early. It goes back to that article I just talked about, where it's the corporations that seem to be in charge of our health, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, when you step back, I was in Washington. I started the Say No, K-N-O-W to Prescription Drug Campaign. I've had radio shows. I've been around. I know the tops in the trade. I have a secret study that Senator Orrin Hatch himself gave me. And the bottom line is, if we really eliminated the majority of disease in this country, you know, the economy would collapse. It's so predicated on people being sick and turning over their hard-earned cash for more drugs and more doctor visits and more technology after the fact. And the very little is being put into fixing things before they go wrong. And there's a whole incredible – there's 16 journals. There's a whole group of we'll call foundational health sciences, like I just group them together as functional medicine, that look at just how your body works and how to change it from the inside out and the outside in. And yet we're not exposed to it in modern medicine. And
what a shocking idea, the idea of actually looking at the machine that is our body and trying to help it work most efficiently. A preventative concept. Oh my god.
Yeah. And here's the interesting part. What we do, there are, just so people know, there are over 3,000 tests, chemical tests that can be done on the human body. In medical school, you only learn about 125. And those are called crisis chemistries. They've been isolated because they're there to fix you in the moment. The other tests are more of things like nutrients, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids, vitamin-like substances, cell regulators like hormones you were mentioning, calcitonin before, and, of course, toxins. There's over 400 toxins we can measure. And it's understanding what's in your body first and then applying more of the nutrients you're lower in and less the ones you're higher in. That will get you on your way to a life expectancy. Well, let's just put it to you this way. UCLA did a test in the Arizona Biosphere study, and they said if we would just use nutrition testing to guide how we eat and what we expose ourselves to, the average person would live to be, get this, guys, 166. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's in my book. It's all referenced. It's all bibliographed, all the work of the greats, the endorsements from some of the highest scientific authorities, because they all agree with us. The people that really are trying to bring on the next level of health and wellness, which is being so suppressed for so many reasons, really all agree with this. The heads of journals, you'll see Dr. Abraham Hoffer. Linus Pauling was a friend of mine. He has two Nobel Prizes and wrote all about this. I mean, Bruce Lipton, obviously, that a lot of people The U.S. National Swim Team race, all the people I've worked for, of course, the Hollywood people, all those people know. And here's the sad thing. On CBS this morning, I was on CBS this morning with Bob Torman, and he said, you know, he agrees with us. He says, you know, these tests that and these procedures that Dr. Teft is using on all of our movie stars to get them into shape in days and weeks when it would take everybody else months and years and decades, you know, so they can look real great, drop their drug habits, all that. It's all based on looking inside the body at things that are going on that the medical profession completely, you know, misses. And, in fact, there's two doctors, Dr. Hoffer and Dr. Brawley, that said that the average physician misses 95 to 97% of what's going on in the body. But nonetheless, at the end of my segment on CBS this morning, Dr. Bob, that was back in the late 80s, early 90s, he would say to me, he would say rather to the audience, he would say, you know, all this new technology, it's really going to hasten in the, you know, the next era of wellness, you know, and probably reduce the need for drugs and all these things that we're doing now. But the problem is it's very complicated, you know, 3,000 tests. It's very expensive, and it's therefore quintessential to the rich and famous. And that's how they took it. But the reality is that just about everybody from the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, you wouldn't believe who called when they heard that. I had a list of people that, and I was able to use their millions of dollars to examine thousands of people. So I could see what all these tests could, because money's not an issue with that crowd. And I was able to sit back and see and actually become a historian in the development of this technology. And best of all, how to backtrack into disease patterns that you can pick up 20, 30 years before they manifest in a doctor's office. We can pick up heart disease 20, 30 years just by certain nutrients being out of balance, a certain pattern, like the vocal analysis, but now with minerals and vitamins and other things. It's unbelievable what computers have done. Yeah, when I explain this to people, they look at me like it's Jules Verne or something. And the problem is the average person doesn't get a shot at it. That's why more or less founded Arbor Vitae Nutrition, because I found a test in the middle of all this, a procedure that was invented for animals in 1903. It's been used by forensic science. It was based on minerals to begin with and has gone through, I don't know, about 45 or 50 different technological advancements that more or less predicted what all the categories of testing would show. In other words, it was a frontline test that anybody could afford, anybody could use, and you could be your own doctor for a change. You don't even need a diagnosis for it, even though it has to be, you know, the lab has to be regulated by the government, which they've not only licensed them to tell you what's wrong, but how to fix it. And it's all done with algorithms, all done with math. Why? Because the average doctor, when they taught, and most of functional medicine's this way, when they tried to teach doctors how to sort out what to do when you have this test in hand, would fail. You need a computer. You need something that has millions of people. We have about 123 million people we studied and worldwide. And, you know, all the research that goes on has now correlated and reverse engineered how to fix a body. And it's all based on this idea of knowing where you are in the first place, beyond what the medical doctor tells you, because they're just telling you about really serious things in the moment, not the long-term degenerative imbalances that are creating all the problems of the future and in the moment. And all these symptoms you can't imagine could be from just simple things like I had a fellow with headaches for 10 years on migraine medication. We did a test on him. We found he was full of mercury. That causes frontal headaches. That's what he was complaining about. Cleaned out the mercury in 3 months, never had a headache again. Then we had to repair the damage from being on the migraine medication. Just multiply that by millions, billions maybe, of people that never get to the core, the root cause of why they even have a symptom. And you can't run it by symptoms either, because there's so many things. As an example, there's about 500 factors that could cause a headache. You have to get into the chemistry. And even with the vocal analysis, you know, this is all going to culminate. Hopefully there will be a day when you can just have your voice done. In our case, we don't even need blood. We have our test is worth 1,000 blood tests just from some hair. The whole analysis of hair has gone through incredible changes. And the idea of cross-correlating with all those other tests has been done. And still, you would think that this whole idea would have been adopted by our government, and we would be pushing this. and saving the insurance company's money, but let me tell you about that in a second, and saving everybody their health, and maybe not saving your life today, but in the long run, you know, look, come on. We're 40th in the world for life expectancy right now, down from 5th. Come on. We have more degenerative disease than any of the other countries that we've been compared to. I'm talking about 75. By the way, a lot of this, 75 countries, this a lot of this is in the World Health Organization right on the website. People don't know. And the number one cause of premature preventable death is from the side effect complications of correctly prescribed medications interacting and compounding over time. Come on, we're missing the point, guys. The point is getting inside like we're talking about and figuring out what nutrient is high, what's low. That's how it all starts. And Shari was talking about metabolism. Well, there's digestion to consider, absorption of what you digest, utilization of what you digest and absorb within the body, and elimination of waste. We can measure that so precisely. We can know everything that needs to go in so that the right stuff comes out, and we can advance metabolism by 25%. And you don't have to be a movie star or famous athlete to do this. We've narrowed it down to the common denominator for anybody. That's what my life mission really was. This saved my life, guys. This made me a super athlete in four sports, not just natural Mr. America, but I was an Olympic alternate, came in 15 to Junior Olympics in track and field, and was a master's class powerlifter, all because of this technology. Our best athletes are being advanced by using this. And why shouldn't the average person know about it? And certainly when you talk about the insurance companies, I was a Blue Shield provider, Blue Cross provider, all travelers, all that back in the day. And I was befriended Dr. Bob Shackman from Blue Cross, who kept me abreast of what was going on in the insurance industry just to let people know what the real story is. And they actually conducted a test for 10 years. Actually, Dr. Oz mentioned it was called the Cornell Report, was reported on it. And it's in my book. You'll see it in there. You know, this report said, you know, the whole idea of the insurance industry was let's go in and fix prevention for the masses. Let's go in there and test Richard and Shari and everybody else for what's there. And simply, like the government study says, put more of the nutrients in that you're low and less the ones you're high in until it meets in the middle. They call that genetic signature, and magical things will happen. Genetic expression will be maximized. Let's do that. We can save a bundle, right? It makes sense. But here's the deal. 38,500 physicians were canvassed, and less than 1% would be willing to go to school to learn this because it's another 3.5 years, and it costs all this money, and a lot of them didn't even believe nutrition was all that important at the time. This is in the 80s, mind you. And then the people, there were 150,000 in total studied. I know because I contributed a few. Mine were always in the top 10th percentile for improvement because, for crying out loud, we're dealing with million-dollar bodies. These people did this. They don't mess around. You know, guys like Dolph Lundgren, who had to look – he was a tall, skinny guy, wanted to be able to beat up Sylvester Stallone, look like he could by having more muscle. We had to work him up on this kind of program. I did a lot of people like that. But the reality is, going back to the insurance companies, and Bob told me about this, and they – found also, and this is the worst commentary for all of us, they found that not only were the doctors not willing to learn how to do these tests, even though it's right up their alley and they should be part of the system, right? Not only did a lot of them didn't believe in it anyway, they figured, okay, well, this person's having a heart attack. How, you know, what's known about their calcium going to do for me? You know what I'm saying? And of course, I can understand that. But the worst part of this was the people that followed the program, the absolute majority of them didn't follow the food plan or take their vitamins properly because they're, I'll use the word, it's a four-letter word in my vocabulary, lazy. And the insurance company, 94, said, look, this test is a FUPA. Only about 10% of the people really made this technology work. The average person's not going to do this. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to cut back benefits to the minimum. We're going to take all this stuff out of there, so we're not going to pay for this and that. We're going to raise deductibles, increase copays, the whole thing. To the point where, let me just tell you, in 88, my Blue Shield program was $90 a month with no limitations, and my copay was $5, and my deductible was $25. I could have as much massage, carb, whatever was necessary, all the things you can't get right now, acupuncture, all that. That same policy today would cost $1,500 a month, and would have a $2,500 deductible and a $20 copay, and has 90% fewer services than it did back in 1988. How about that?
And yet the corporations couldn't be happier.
Well, here you go. If you want to get off on a tangent, because I talk at rehab centers, just, you know, on a quick take, people that are hopelessly addicted to things. First of all, the insurance companies in 94, when Bob Shackman met with me, he says, we're going to cut the benefits back and we're going to diversify. And they bought into pharma. In fact, they're, I think, one of the largest shareholders of all the pharmacy, the pharmacological industry. Also, they invested in all these medical technologies so they could make money from, you know, not only from insurance, but from all the medical technologies and the drugs and such. And now they are buying up all the rehabilitation centers so they can make money three ways to Sunday. So they're not stupid. They're just trying to survive. But the problem is we're stuck in the middle because the big opportunity to get, you know, that we had to really take prevention to the finer point of science was glossed over. And there's a number of forces. There's a book. There's a couple of sources in my book. I'll just give you one of the books that kind of explains what the real story. It's called Innocent Casualties, the FDA's War Against Humanity. And the net effect of all this is even when people try to do the right thing, 78%, according to the Haines study, 78% of Americans taking vitamins are taking so many of the wrong ones, they're doing more harm than good. I mean, even some of the good stuff, because they're not being scientific. They're not going in and figuring out what's off. Is your calcium too high and your potassium too low? That could trigger calcitonin and parathormone, the parathyroid gland. You know, there's two hormones, there's calcitonin and parathormone. The glands that regulate that could be thrown off balance just by nutrients. In fact, there are three things that determines your wellness destiny. Nutrients. Like I said, vitamins and minerals, cell regulators, and toxins. And here's what a lot of people don't understand. I don't know if you guys know the difference between genes and metabolism, but there's a huge difference. People think, oh, my gosh, my genes are such and such, and that's it. It dooms me to whatever. Please, it's not true. So let me explain. This will simplify people's minds on this. They're thinking about it. Your genetic signature, your genetic set, what it says in your genes, your body wants, okay, from the environment, it's there. Okay, and by the way, different cells have different information, but for the most part, it lines up. But it's like a seed that you plant. It's really simple. A seed that you're about to plant, I don't know, a tomato plant or a flower in your garden, okay, can have the best genetic code possible that says that plant should grow big and healthy and bear fruit or flowers and last a long time and yield lots of vegetables or fruit, whatever it is, okay? But the problem is, okay, if you put it in crummy soil, in soil that's depleted, over-farmed, full of toxic junk, full of certain minerals and not others, that plant will never achieve its genetic maximum, its optimum. It's the same with us. That's how you have to look at what's inside you versus what's outside, because digestion, absorption, utilization, and elimination, all those processes, when they're most efficient, okay, they will feed the genes in such a way that your genetic expression will be as positive as possible. And Dr. Hoffer used to say, there's no reason why people can't live to be 100. No problem. Disease-free, active every day in their lives, productive. And we're the worst. We have, unfortunately, in other countries like us, we have the worst nutrition test compared to the world. Why is this? Again, because of the soil. You know, the Industrialized Revolution, really, it's changed so many things so quickly that our genes and our metabolism have not been able to adjust. That's the real issue. It's called genometabolic capacitance, to give it a word. And so we're actually stressing ourselves. We're eating food we can't assimilate properly. We're exposing ourselves to all these chemicals that we can't metabolize properly. We're not getting enough exercise. There's pollutants everywhere. All this stuff is breaking us down because our bodies take thousands of years for our genes to more or less streamline themselves with the environment. You look at a Hunzin or a Soviet Georgian or a Lake Titicaca or one of these primal tribes that have supreme lifestyles, live more longer than anybody, blows the blue zones away. And when we test them, they always have perfect or near-perfect nutrition tests. Bottom line, what's their secret? Why don't they have cancer, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, all the things that we suffer from in modern society? Here's why. Because nothing has changed for them for thousands of years. They don't have computers. They don't take drugs. They don't drink, soda or eat Dan and yogurt like the Soviet Georgian commercial from years ago. None of that. They haven't changed. They're isolated, thankfully. There's about 38 tribes I've looked at. There's from Africa to the Himalayas, all through the Middle East. There's like the Azerbaijani. Unbelievable. And these people, their secret is simply that they haven't changed their relationship to the environment. The environment has groomed them. Like if you're born in Eskimo, you're going to receive genes that are used to eating whale blubber for generation after generation. Now, if you're an East Indian Hindu vegetarian, you're going to be born with genes that make it impossible for you to eat whale blubber because you can't process it. Now, if you start swapping, different ways of eating without knowing what your constitution really wants or what you're high and low in, it's a disaster. That's a big problem because we're a one-size-fits-all society. Hey, I'm on the paleo diet or the blood type or all these things. That's one-size-fits-all nonsense. And we're ruining ourselves. And then even the pharmaceutical industry and the nutraceutical industries, they just want you to buy one of each without accounting for what is right for you or not.
Well, also, they really, I think one of the, from my observation, is that one of the huge differences of, like, let's take the Hunzas, they're such a classic group to look at, is that one of the big differences, like you say, they've been living this way for 1,000 years, and they haven't shifted their environmental toxic load like we have. You know, in the technical revolution, when, you know, they started building steel in the 1800s, it started polluting the atmosphere, it's been sort of downhill on the environmental toxic load is so huge compared to what, like, my great-grandparents had. It's just, like, stunning to me. If it's not, you know, every kind of toxic possible, from glyphosate on our foods to everything else, is our toxic load now is just amazing. And then on top of that, we're putting foods in our faces that are tricky to begin with. That leads
me
to...
Well, let me say the Thurman Bear report from Rutgers showed that we have as much as an 80-90% reduction in the average nutrient density of the food we eat nowadays compared to 1936. So we might have an orange that has 80% less vitamin C than it did, 60, 70 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, the food that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, although my grandfather was a farmer somewhat, what they would go out and pick, or even my grandfather who lived in even Palo Alto, who had apricots in his backyard, when he would go out and pick an apricot or send a case of apricots home with us when we'd visit him, and I lived on the Monterey Peninsula around a very agricultural area, but when we would go home and have those apricots, they would be full of flavor and delicious micronutrients because those trees were old and he raised them organically. Versus what was happening around me in the Salinas Valley, where as a child I was regularly sprayed by DDT out of, the cool crop dusters, because it was like, wow, that's cool, stick your head out and be dusted, not knowing that was going to be, catch you later. So it was just such a different food of what we consume today, let alone the junk food that we consume. That's a whole nother issue. But I want to actually ask you a question regarding your testing. You have multiple degrees. You have more degrees than, your education and background would take us a whole show just to talk about that. Why?
Well, it might be boring after a while, though.
Exactly. And what was your lean or decision to use hair analysis as your foundational? I mean, I know from having your clinic, your Malibu Health Clinic and all that, you have other protocols, but you really have hair analysis as a foundation, and I'm wondering why you chose that. What floated to the top for you out of all of your research, and what was that?
Excellent question. Just putting all the tests side by side. And Dr. Eck passed away. He's actually the one behind the database originally, and then Dr. Watts was he was his assistant. He was magnifying and accelerating it and transforming it into even a better interpretation. And he called me after seeing me on CBS this morning. He says, I'm going where you need to go. We need to serve the masses. Right now, because all this stuff is kind of, you know, off the top and the insurance companies aren't going to do this, we have a shortcut to more results from less testing, less expense, less complexity. And so he said, if you would, put your tests, all the different testing procedures you're using, seven different labs that specialize in this, put them all together side by side and see if our test, because our goal was to try to, we proved it on 1.5 million people, it's a medically proven program, yada, yada, yada. I said, I'll do that. And that's what happened. When the mineral test, first of all, you know, I was used to using blood and urine and everything. I said, now hairs for toxic metals. He goes, no. That's politics, man. He says, it's gone a long way. This is back in the 80s, mind you, 84. And, you know, moving along. And when I put them side by side, I'll be darned. If your calcium was higher than your magnesium by a certain amount, you needed so many milligrams of vitamin B6. So that negated the need for vitamin B6. Now, if that's that rate, that proportion of nutrients was off by a certain amount, not only did you need more B6, but you needed more methionine and amino acid. It was like almost like everything was connected to the mineral. That's what he was telling me. He says that everything is the mineral, made something made from the mineral, or something directly or indirectly controlled by the mineral. So he says, when we map this out by putting all the tests side by side, we were able to bring this together in a shortcut to more results for less testing and effort. We can apply the foods that are highest in the nutrients. They tested food as well as bodies. I mean, this thing was done on billions of animals since 1903 for livestock, for race animals, and for zoo animals. And it was just Dr. Roger Williams, thankfully, said, why don't we use this approach for humans? But then I beat up the issue, do we use blood, urine, feces, saliva? Here he says, no. The way this is looking now, we're doing a comparative testing, and you'll see it for yourself, that a strand of hair is worth 1,000 blood tests, because your hair registers what goes in and out of blood over a period of time. And you get like rings on a tree, growth rings on a tree. You get a pattern of what's being used and not. He says it's far more accurate. And he says, by the way, we have 1.5 million people at the University of Texas that we're able to rate metabolism into 8 different types. And he had all these other advancements, and most exciting, and this is most developed, we're able to predict disease years before just by seeing certain nutritional upsets. And I would see that when I put all the tests together, I'll be darned. It almost always found the place. I even got an award for mentioning that and made friends with all the top journal people because they said, you know what? You're absolutely right. And this idea of the law of opposites, which I kind of came up with, I coined, putting more of the nutrients in that your body has less of, less of the ones that you have more of, starting with minerals, that pans out. That's all the rage. This is an 8, our test, our Arbor Vitae BioCorrect testing program is in 75 countries in the world. This is the most popular frontline nutrition test because it's been cross-correlated and the computer stores the information. There's hundreds of millions of people that have been studied, and we find similarities between people that we expand on and differences that we expand on. So it's all personalized, and it just worked out. I couldn't believe it right in front of my face. Every time a certain with mercury depletes vitamin C, you could do a test to figure out the functional level of C. It's gone. And it would affect your iron, which affects your copper, which affects your zinc. And then when you affect those, you affect about 5 B vitamins. And it just goes in a circle. It's a domino effect. You just can't dump something in your body and expect magical things to happen. It's a push-pull system. And, in fact, you could just line up right now as a chemical equation. Every nutrient and cell regulator that runs the body, and you'll have those that increase energy production and those that decrease it. And there are proportionate quantums, they call it, that each need to exist in within your body for maximum metabolism. So what that means is for every bite of food, you release the maximum amount of energy. That can only happen when digestion is as good as it can be. Absorption is at an all-time high. And utilization within the body is efficient as possible, and elimination of waste is no problem. That's what we're driving. That's what we're striving for here, to get more from less. Plus, this test becomes an indicator for other weaknesses. So if you don't respond, this is a medically proven program, to the program, it'll say, you know what? There's a couple things going on here that say, you know what? You might have a parasite or this or that. We're not getting rid of. And bingo. It can tell you might need another functional test or something even more serious. And this is an actual quick story. I had three people in 1 week that had copper that was above 16 milligram percent, which is the cutoff for early onset leukemia. Terrified the heck out of me. I called the people and I said, look, there's something here that's really throwing you off. Can I talk to your doctor? Because I need him to look at something more closely. I talked to each of these doctors for these people, and I told them my findings. And in each case, they said, what does copper have to do with it? And they said, look, if you'll trust me, they found out who I am, and I'm for real. I even gave them a couple of sources if they wanted to check up. And in each of those cases, they did some more advanced testing, found out that leukemia was such early onset that these people were treated and are alive today and haven't had a rebound. Because we picked up some simple nutritional disturbances that define leukemia, as an example. Wouldn't you like to know that 20 years before it happens? My God. I mean, this is just wonderful technology. The computers have brought us so far ahead. I'm sorry to bloviate about this, but it makes superstars out of all of us. It helps people to lose weight. Did you know Fox investigated? They investigated me. They said, hey, this looks too good to be true. And they sent in a journalist lawyer to try the program. I didn't know. She just ordered a test off the website. Went through the program. In 4 months, she came in for a retest. We had the results. Or actually, it's all done mail order. You don't have to come to me anymore, not even close. She sent us in, and she told me I remember talking to her. Her name's Jody. You'll see her in the Fox video. You'll see a lot of movie stars, too. But there she is. Talking about to me, she says, I work for Fox, and I'm a lawyer and a producer, and I was like, oh, my God, oh, geez, here we go. They found something wrong. And she turned around and said, you know, this is the best program I ever did. I've come down to 7 dress sizes. I can't believe this. She goes, would you be in the news? I said, heck yeah. She goes, we should get everybody doing this. It surprised me completely. But they found out through her experience and a couple of her producers that this thing really worked, and they suggested that everybody do it, and they did me some favors by putting some movie stars in there on the red carpet that I can't brag about because I don't have their release. But nonetheless, just to let people know it's real, this whole technology, just like the vocal analysis, is driven to nip the problem in the bud, get it fixed, know how much of each nutrient. And let me tell you what the government defined nutrition as. Dr. Edith Wire, an evaluation of research in the United States on human nutrition. You'll see it as a reference in my book. They define nutrition as testing what's in food before you eat it. This is the largest study ever conducted by the government, every state college, Department of Agriculture, every land-grant college, and every farming college in the entire nation from 50 to 71. They define nutrition as testing what's in food before you eat it, which is where ingredient lists, by the way, come from, and then testing your body after you eat it and getting the two to line up. Get your own ingredient list, and if you're too high in calcium, like I was saying, and not high enough in potassium, eat more foods that are high in potassium and low in calcium, and take vitamins that are synergized to help promote that in an expedient manner. That's what this whole thing is based on. Doesn't that make sense, guys? Doesn't that make sense?
It does. Are all these relationships in your book, or is this something you teach people, or you give them a report afterwards? How does this
all
work?
The above. The report itself reads out 30 pages at a time. It tells you everything from metabolic. There are 8 different metabolic rate types. It tells you what's high and low and what that means and how to fix it. Gives a diet. I don't like to use the word diet, a nutrition plan, because it's really about eating more of certain foods and less of other ones. And also gives you a disease tendency indicator graph, which tells you which diseases your nutritional imbalances, your toxic imbalances, and your hormone imbalances are adding up to before they happen. They give you a tendency of how well developed they are, so you have a chance to fix it. Plus, they even customize vitamins, and even that's a trick because they have to order food to make the vitamins from New Zealand. They can't use American food to get these darn things to work. Can you believe that? Now, why is that? New Zealand's soil is that, and their farming methods are like ours were in the 1800s. They haven't changed it. They actually have a huge business of making biocorrective vitamins for the labs, for our lab particularly. so that they're just the right amount of. It's like a recipe. We actually, everybody has a different recipe how to fix this. It's called compounding in the larger world. But at ArborVitaeNutrition.com, I mean, we just do everything through the internet. It tells you, you know, people go on and they can sign up, they can order a test, and then we just send them some downloads. They fill them out, send in some hair. It's all self-explanatory. They receive through the email a huge report that explains everything. If they want, if the report's not enough, we give them a consultation and, of course, support, you know, to get to the next level. And we want to retest down the road, see if everything's fixed, adjust the vitamins, the foods as the person progresses. And then here's the best part. We're out to get people on as few vitamins as possible, as few. But we've got to reach genetic signature, which is full balance, and a faster metabolism, which goes with the territory. We have people that can eat 25% more now and not gain body fat. That's because their bodies are burning it. That's because it's the right thing going in. It's the right fuel. It's got enough of the right nutrients to stimulate energy production, not those that suppress it. You get those in balance, and everybody's a little different, but there are certain patterns that work in certain people. And if you're more Eskimo or more East Indian Hindu vegetarian, we'll know if you need more squash or broccoli or if you need more red meat or more. It's amazing with how this pans out over time, because that's the goal, to make people as self-sufficient as possible. You're your best doctor, but you need choices that are scientifically derived. When you go to a regular doctor, you can't go in for your brother or sister. You got to go in for yourself. They do their own test, and it's specific to you. It's supposed to be the same for nutrition. And we got carried away with just, you know, selling all these things to everybody and just hoping it'll work and doing studies, empirical studies, that don't have anything to do with the individual. They're just done on groups of people. Small percentage of people seem to respond, and they think it's good for everybody. That's not true. It's a travesty. In fact, I tell people, when someone gives nutrition advice without having scientific proof of what they're talking about, that's malpractice. That would be in the medical office if you went in and they did a test and said, look, they didn't do a test and just put you on a cholesterol medication. And by the way, cholesterol is just an issue between zinc and copper and two enzymes that make and break cholesterol. And by the way, all drugs, homeopathics, and herbs are based on mineral properties in the first place. I'm really good at chemistry, guys. You know, I get in front of doctors and they go, you know, we forgot all that stuff that you're talking about. I go, that's the problem. You got to get back into the root chemistry of the body, how these 2,300 biochemical pathways that sustain our lives work, and what you got to do to fill each one so that your assembly line of energy production and nutrient utilization is at a maximum level. And they love it once they figure out that it's scientific. All of medicine is based on testing you. You can't go in for someone else. Richard can't go in for Shari. I can't go in for my brother. It's supposed to be the same for nutrition.
We have two really important questions from our audience that really need answered before we run out of time. One is there a time lag with the nutrients you need because your hair grows out slower than your needs for today? And the other question is, how important is absorption? And we only have about 5 minutes left.
Oh, it's easy. Yes, no, hair tells you up to the moment. It gives you a record of what's been going on in the last 3 months, up to the moment. And it gives you the average. The average presents the best predictability for what you need to do. Blood varies. Blood's only good for a couple of hours. You eat something, it throws it off. And blood only represents what's in blood, not what the cells are using. But if you get a pattern of what's going in and out of blood over time, you can figure out what the cells are using and what they're losing. So hair is definitely the superior product. I should say testing specimen in this case. Now, as far as assimilation, we see on the test. These are medically proven vitamins and food. And, you know, like I had a person, you talk about assimilation, that had all these allergies, was losing weight. They thought they had irritable bowel syndrome. All they had was weak stomach acid. In fact, we're going to have his testimonial up on the website. His name is Clint. And all we did was we put in some vitamins that helped his stomach acid to become stronger, and it cured everything. He tells you right on, simple things like that. It's functional. Something's broken down, we fix it, and everything else works better. And hair turns out to be the best baseline supplement. You'll see in the book, every chapter I say, got to have hair, got to have hair. Dr. Hoffer would say that. Dr. Foster, all these famous docs. Sorry, got to have minerals, and we're using hair because it's the most solid specimen. And everything that follows is all, it's, you know, worked on over 100 million people in so many countries, and it's been studied. The universities have contributed. It's just a no-brainer, really. It's just a matter of taking the test. And to be your best, we like to say. But the reality is, it's a great starting point. If people want to add to it, they can do that. But the reality is that we need to get the front line done, and we need to spend as little money as possible to get the most results. That's what we're devoted to. And, in fact, just if anybody does want a test, we have a special holiday gift to any of the listeners you have. We have a coupon code. It's 320CA1006. If you plug that in and you want a test, it knocks almost 50% of the test off. It's only $165 for this incredible report. And then we follow up. And I'd like to mention that to people. That is a holiday special, code 320CA1006. And we're at arborvitaenutrition.com if anybody wants to look into that. Arbor, like Arbor Day, Vitae, V-I-T-A-E, nutrition.com, Tree of Life, Nutrition. And if they would like a book, please purchase it from our website, not Amazon or some other or a bookstore, because we put a portion of the proceeds from the book into charity. That's the only other thing I wanted to recommend. And if anybody has any questions or needs more information, we have a couple of phone numbers, like the 714-782-7107, and we have another one, 949-315-8338. And that should get people elevated if they really want to turn, you know, it's New Year's resolution time. If they really want to get scientific, get that baseline, do all the things we're doing. And we're in complete synergy with all of what you you guys are representing. The vocal analysis, this is just nutritional analysis directly, vitamin by vitamin, mineral by mineral, hormone by hormone. We're taking it apart, rebuilding it. And, of course, not only does that mean incredible athletic performances to athletes, but a longer life, more disease resistance, less body fat, much less fatigue, more energy. Just about every degenerative disease, and there's a lot of them, you can reverse the mechanism for. And, I mean, why would anybody not want to do this? Plus, we're out to save you money. We have people that spend thousands of dollars on ridiculous vitamins that are making them sick. And all they really needed was a test to get them started. Here's where you go, arborvitaenutrition.com. I don't mean to sound like a salesman, but you can tell I'm so passionate about this. This saved my life. I overcame asthma with this in a year and a half when I was getting all drugged up. That's what kept me out of the 72 Olympics. It's made me a mega athlete. I'm getting another doctorate. It's just I'm going to be 64, and in the gym, everybody, I'm their inspiration. And I'm friends with Jacqueline's wife, Elaine Lalane. I was friends with Jack. By the way, Jack did the same, the forerunner of this test. He is emphatically behind this. And the reason is because the darn technology really works. Stop confusing yourself. People say, well, should I take that product or this? I go, I don't know. Let's test you and find out if it's going to help you or hurt you. And don't take it for granted, because you are not what you eat. Your body doesn't necessarily take what it needs and eliminate the rest. It doesn't happen that way, because 98.7% of the people we've tested in all these lab procedures fail from this country, fail the test. 30% or more of what we test is completely out of balance. Now, if you went to the doctor and had 30% of your measurements and blood off, they'd throw you in the hospital, right?
Yes, and we are going to put all of your information up on our website so people can go jump on that if they've missed any of these phone numbers. The website, go to soundhealthoptions.com that you're familiar with for most of you who watch the show, and we will put all these links in. We are working on the same goal. Even you mentioned Don Estes. He is a student of ours. So we're working toward the same goal, and I would like to put up a research project to see how closely we are correlated with each other. I think that would be incredible.
Oh, I think that would be terrific. We can set that up. We just need to reconnect, and I'd love to do that. You know, we started, and that's amazing. See how, what a small world it is, but see how many people really want to change the world for the better. Don was very inspirational to me when I met him. I thought he was like, you're doing it, man. The AHA Spa, thank God. He was saying the same about me. I was up at Malibu Health and Rehab. They were just down the road about 8 miles at Pacific Palisades at the time. And the whole goal here is to give people more control over their wellness destiny. But we need more science to do that. We need to second guess these diseases before they begin, because most of them are preventable. Even your response to a germ is based on things like glutathione peroxidase, just an enzyme, and getting that to run with enough zinc and no opposition to it. I mean, just all this is chemistry. I don't mean to confuse anybody, but you're just a chemical equation that we can more or less balance if we just know what's there to begin with, so we can put more of the right stuff, less of the wrong stuff, and the body will do the rest. We don't even have to do it perfectly. The body is remarkable. Give it a chance.
Given the opportunity, go ahead, Sherry.
We were talking before the show, and you gave us a bumper sticker. Would you give that again for the audience?
Right. Why be a diet gambler when you can be a nutrition detective? There's no question. We're gambling. We're driving down the road blindfolded with our hands handcuffed behind our backs when we just blindly do whatever vitamin or diet or anything we do without having some scientific provocation for it. We test people on every conceivable fad diet. And I hate to malign all the people out there, but they have miserable results. Like paleo people, you have Asians that don't eat rice anymore. Well, their genes are based on rice for thousands of years. You don't have legumes. Well, south of the border, all of South America, they've had generations of legumes. And when we test these people, they have all these deficiencies based on not having enough riboflavin from rice and magnesium from legumes, because they're on these diets that preclude those, that kick those out because they're afraid they'll make you fat, when it has nothing to do with the reality of what really is unique about your biochemistry and what it takes to make you the most metabolically efficient as possible.
And the body given the opportunity will heal itself. That's the amazing thing about this.
Yeah, it's incredible stories. People think I'm lying. Flexible. That's why we're going to do these testimonials. They go, that can't be true. I go, I got the proof. Let's see the person. I can get everybody to do this. Well, we did a whole bunch of testimonials that are nothing short of amazing. People get on there. We didn't pay them. We're going to put them up. I got tired. I said, look, you guys are doubting a $1 trillion industry in the world. This functional medicine thing is taking off. And guess what? It's taking off faster in other countries than here where it was invented, because of all the political resistance and all the ins and outs with the money trail and everything else. I mean, I don't want to malign our country. It's the best in the world. We invented this technology. But places like South Korea put us to shame. They use the test, and, you know, even Japan and other places you would never believe. And people who you'd never guess know about this. And they keep it secret. I have athletes that won't share with other athletes because they're afraid they'll beat them in a competition what they're doing. I mean, come on, guys. We got to help each other, because when you help yourself, you help everybody else. The more healthy we can all be, the more productive and happy the society will be, in my opinion.
And health is a great foundation for everything. Oh, go ahead, Sherry.
I was just going to say, our time is up, and I want more.
I love you guys. Thank you. I love it. Well, you're on the wavelength. You know you're trying to help people. God bless you. And you are part of a project that I have an incredible amount of respect for. That's the vocal analysis. I just want everything to come full forward and give people the opportunity to participate, because we need it. Our degenerative disease epidemic is exploding. We need something to turn this around. And the things we're working on really will help so dramatically, it's not funny.
I really look forward to the studies that will come from the two of you talking together about, you know, comparing the work of the sound, Sherry's vocal analysis, and your work with hair analysis, to see those two, you know, come together and have correlation and comparison will be like, you know, a wonderful event, because they're both relatively simple tests, and yet they give you a foundation of information that is just great. And it really is about us taking care of our health, our own health care, taking responsibility for our health. And with these two tools, I think that's a tremendous foundation to do that with. So that was really
I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, Don was using at the AHA Spa, they had the virtual reality treatments, the special beds. I mean, all these other technologies that tie in with this to help you to heal using sound and vibration. A lot of what naturopathic medicine is based on. In a more high-tech way, using algorithms and science, not just winging it, you know, not guessing your way through this. I mean, we need a map of what to do. We need a plan of action. We need a destiny that we want, which is perfect health if possible. But we need a real plan to get there. And it has to be systematic, and it has to be scientific.
I'd be happy with just really good health. It doesn't have to be perfect, but really good would be great. That would be, like, stupendous. It would be life-changing for us all. Well, we are out of time. I'm sorry to say we're out of time. We'll have to have you back, especially after you and Sherry may get together behind the scenes and talk about all this. It's going to be, like, all another show, I can tell. That was really great.
I love to. You guys are wonderful, by the way. I just wanted to get that in. Thank you so much for everything. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. And I'll put all the information for people in chat. I will put all of Dr. Teff's links in the show notes over at Blog Talk Radio. And also, I believe some of them are at Sound Health Options. Click on the radio tab, click on Blog Talk Radio. And I know that there are links there for his website, for his Facebook page, for some of his engagements on YouTube, and where to get his book. And also, I might mention that your office number again for those that were asking in chat is 714-782-7107. And as I said at the beginning of the show, this will be available. The audio from this will be on the site at Blog Talk Radio. I mean, at Blog Talk Radio and South Out Options under the radio, then Blog Talk Radio tab. In about 15 minutes after the show, because I know you're going to need to listen to it again, because there was a lot of back and forth, and that's really good. That's always fun. So everybody have a great rest of the week, and we will see you on Tuesday. Thanks very much again, Greg. That was great.
Well, thank you so much, and happy holidays to one and all.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye, Sherry. I tell people, look, you know what? You're a guinea pig when you don't do this because you know.
I'd rather be a guinea pig for this rather than vaccinated as a child. That's a whole separate show.
Oh, so, God, yeah. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, no, we're not going there.
Don't do it.
Think happy thoughts, happy thoughts. Yeah.
So.
All right, thanks, Greg. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much again, Richard. It's an abject pleasure, and I know we're going to do some great things together in the future.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.